This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The show last hour, my phone rang, and it was Mike Lindell's staff down at the MyaPillow World Headquarters. And you know what they told me? Mike has another one of his incredible super-duper specials that we're going to be announcing on Tuesday. Can you believe that? Should be kind of fun. We always have a good time with those. So, Michael, join us. We'll actually be broadcasting Tuesday from the University of Mary in Bismarck. Among our guests will be Mike Lindell. And you just might want to tune in and find out what the heck he's up to. What he has up his sleeve. A great new book is something. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. In fact, when you buy that book at MyPillow.com, you get free shipping on everything. So maybe you say, you know, I'm going to go with the towels. You're tired of towels that feel all lotiony and soft, but don't actually, you know, dry you? Isn't a towel supposed to dry you?
Yeah.
Todd, does your towel dry you?
Well, yeah, because I've got a MyPillow towel.
Todd has the real deal there, and you should too. I do as well, and I love them. Although mine are not royal purple, Todd's are. That's what you do with royalty. Up to 50% off at MyPillow.com on those. Also, the Giza Dream Sheets, 2-for-1 right now. Lots of great deals, and most importantly, for your health. For really your frame of mind every day, you got to get a good sleep. So do it for your sleep. 800-506-9028, toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. All right. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be joining us momentarily in another hour of talk radio town hall time on the program. We love that. Giving you a chance to talk directly with Senator Kevin Cramer, answer any questions you might have. Simple as a phone call, 701-258. You writing this down? 0550. 258-0550. Kevin says you can call him at 271-1100.
Yes, sir.
You can call us toll-free from anywhere. 800-228-0550. And we have that Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Love that hotline. 855-200-1776. I love it because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can sound off and let us know what you're thinking. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, the folks who go into the storm, just like the Buffalo. And so do you. So they support you, appreciate you, want to recognize you. And anybody that sees somebody doing that Be the Buffalo thing, you call that hotline, 855-200-1776. Without any further ado, Senator Kevin Cramer takes your calls at 800-228-0550 today on What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
How was your week?
My week was fine. I guess it was interesting. A lot of our armed services hearings and meetings, and of course the Secretary of the Air Force visited Minot yesterday, and she called me from the air last night on our way back to Washington. And then of course we also had the week that included Chuck Schumer physically threatening two Supreme Court justices, so that created a little drama in the United States Senate. And the large energy bill was put on the floor for consideration. Now, there wasn't a lot done with it this week other than some discussion and debate, and then of course, the offering last night of what's called a manager's amendment, a sort of a new bill to replace the one that was offered up. It's just a parliamentary move to try to make it a little more efficient to get the bill to action next week and work on amendments. And so there's actually was quite a busy week.
And there was that visit to the White House, too, right? I mean, not everybody includes in their run-of-the-mill weeks a chat with the president at the White House.
Well, that's true, and I don't ever want to take for granted how special that is. But yeah, I did have lunch at the White House yesterday with the president and a few of my colleagues to talk about immigration largely and a little bit of strategy surrounding the immigration issue as it relates to the merit-based system, coming up with a merit-based system and closing some of the loopholes for illegal immigration. So, yeah, when you put it together like that, it was a pretty busy weekend. I might just throw, on top of all that, Chris and I had the opportunity on, I guess it was Wednesday night, to attend the shooting of a television show for PBS when Garth Brooks received the Gershwin Prize for popular song from the Library of Congress. So, we participated in the audience, of course, watching that show being shot, and that included people like Keith Urban and Trisha Yearwood and Ricky Skaggs and Jay Leno and, Kev Moe and, of course, Garth Brooks himself, which was a pretty spectacular, fun evening in the middle of a busy work week.
Garth Brooks still has it, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, he's an interesting guy, obviously. I mean, he's very talented, obviously. And Chris and I have gone to a Garth Brooks show, and if you've never seen a Garth Brooks concert, you got to go. The guy's incredible. But I didn't realize he has sold more records than anybody in American history in the United States. And a pretty remarkable talent. But you know, above everything else, what he is he's somebody who connects with the people that are his fans, and they're numerous, but he connects in a very special way. And he was really recognized by the Library of Congress. It's an annual award that's kind of gone to other people, obviously, Paul Simon, Paul McCartney, everybody. They're all people you've heard of course, but it's really more aimed at songwriting. And he is a master songwriter as well as an incredible entertaining performer. But it was a special night of tribute to him, and his personal testimony is remarkable, and it was special to be part of it.
All right, let's go to some calls and texts here for Senator Kramer. Texter says, can you ask Senator Kramer if there's something they can do to Schumer to make his feet hot? Not sure what that means, but I assume, like many of us, ticked that he's saying what he's saying.
Well, he's taken an awful lot of harsh criticism, earned, I should say. It's not really harsh. Earned criticism from his colleagues, including me. I mean, I put out a pretty rough statement on it. I co-sponsored Senator Hawley's censure bill. Probably nobody has done a better job of calling him on the carpet than Mitch McConnell did yesterday on his floor speech. And if you haven't seen it or played it, it is worth going on, even just reading the transcript of it. That is worth reading, because what Mitch points out is that not only is what the minority leader said, dangerous, it's a physical threat, but even if it wasn't intended to be, that's what it was. Of course, he reminds everybody that if he or any other high-profile Republican is anything even remotely close to what Chuck Schumer said about two sitting Supreme Court justices in that way, the national media, the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, I'm convinced they are not mainstream, but they may be mainstream somewhere. They wouldn't have let it go for anything. They would have been calling for the impeachment, the firing, the execution, prosecution of whichever Republican would dare say something like that about somebody as sweet as Sonia Sotomayor or Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But instead, they just sort of ignore Chuck Schumer. So he's taken a lot of heat, and there's no question his terms of his credibility on the Senate floor and as a leader has been severely damaged. The thing, politically speaking, that you always have to watch, of course, is we don't want to necessarily make a victim out of him either, because he's not a victim. He's a perpetrator of this. And I will say this about Leader Schumer, and I kind of like the guy. I kind of enjoy his political skills. I've watched him very closely. Of course, I preside over several hours of Senate proceedings a week, and used to, not so much now, but, you know, my first year when I didn't have as much seniority as I have now that Senator Loeffler is the newest senator, I used to preside over the Wednesday morning floor speeches by the leadership, and I've noticed in his speeches he's become much more political than he was even a year ago, and much harsher, much less focused on legislation or even facts. But it really came to a head the other day at the Supreme Court when he's screaming at a crowd and then dares to threaten two outstanding Supreme Court justices. And in doing so, Scotty, attacks the institution itself, the independence of the court. Isn't it ironic that the liberals who've been complaining about the lack of independence at the Federal Reserve or the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission or some of these commissions would now attack the independence of the Supreme Court of the United States?
Also complaining about the tone and the political rhetoric, and that could, that's about the worst thing that's been done in a long time. Trump's done nothing close to it. And my favorite episode with the whole ordeal with Schumer is how he tried to explain it as though, no, he wasn't talking about the judges, when he turns around and points to them, and even he had to back away from that goofy excuse. Hey, bunch of folks waiting to weigh in. Tom and Grand Forks, Ron in Western North Dakota, Ed and Dickinson, all coming up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Don't go
away. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind is powered in part by the good diesel work they do at DAC Diesel. It's a Bismarck operation, but they are really growing in their service area because of the expertise and what they're bringing, how they're getting it done and on time and affordably. Also leading repair and maintenance shop. Maintenance, on diesel is a big deal as well. They can service all kinds of diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup, tractors. Trust them. It's a long-lasting repair that they do. Same with the maintenance services that keeps that vehicle running smoothly for years. You can check them out at DakDiesel.com or just give CJ a call, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Tell him Scott told you to call. How about that? All right. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here's Tom in Grand Forks. Go ahead, Tom.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Say, I've been hearing during this FISA warrant thing that 16 intelligence agencies signed off on the warrant. Now, the last I knew, there was the DIA, the CIA, and the NSA. What are some of the others? When did they get created, and what are they doing?
Yeah, good question. I don't know what the 16 are either. Yeah, we'll try to find that maybe, Scotty, to put in the show if we can, or even track down whether that's exactly accurate. I would say this. There are a number of people from multiple agencies that are supposed to sign off on them, and one of the things that one of the things that we learned, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, from Attorney General Barr was, you know, he has some ideas for reforming the system so that you have, I think it's five people that would sign off from five, you know, five titles, and they're not all from five different agencies, but FBI and others. And I don't know that that's much of a reform, because whether it's five or 16 or four, the question isn't whether enough people are signing off. The problem is that the wrong people are signing off. And by wrong people, I mean people who either aren't paying attention, who don't care enough, or worse, are part of a conspiracy to, to undermine, people's constitutional rights. And so I will just tell you, Scott, since you brought it up, and I appreciate you bringing up the larger issue, what's at stake here right now is that on March 14th, there are four major authorities of the FISA that will lapse. And the four areas they're specific to were called roving wiretaps, call detail records, business records, and then what's called the lone wolf. And they deal, and I won't go into the details that take too long, but they deal with obviously, and by their names, very specific areas. And they're going to lapse unless we reauthorize them. And I'm telling you right now, and I made it very clear to leadership this week, I will not support a straight-up reauthorization of the Freedom Act and until we deal with some other FISA problems. And that specifically is that FISA is not designed to spy on Americans. And we've got to put tighter restrictions around it, not just restrictions, because when we reauthorized the Freedom Act 5 years ago, which was a reauthorization of the Patriot Act, I did agree to vote for it after we put some safeguards in that were supposed to protect American citizens. Well, again, it only works if the bureaucrats adhere to the restrictions. But if they don't, then you've got rogue bureaucrats. So then my question is, if you put all of the safeguards in the world around it in the law, but you have rogue FBI agents or rogue FBI lawyers going to the FISA court and filing fraudulent warrant requests, then you have a personnel problem. And if those
what are we doing about these rogue FBI agents? Is my question is where
that's the my
when are we
that's
when
the,
are we going to hold some of these people accountable for the wrongdoing that they did?
And that's exactly my point. And that was exactly the question that was posed to the Attorney General. And so what I feel we need to do is we can't just simply rely on one good Attorney General to promise he's going to do the right thing. We have to put some things in the law itself, including how anybody that's caught doing this will be fired, prosecuted, having guidelines.
I'm failing to understand what's so hard about this. I mean, you can, what's so hard about picking up the phone call to the FBI and say, arrest this guy on this charge?
Well, that's because you're applying common sense. And in the bureaucracy and with the civil service laws and rules, this is what we really need. We need major changes to the civil service rules. Now, there's a lot of good FBI personnel, no question. I know some of them. There are a lot of good people that work for the federal government. I know some of them. But they get pretty comfortable pretty fast with their own power and their own authority, and then they have all these protections built in, and then there's an entire political party that protects this mediocrity. And so the reforms are much bigger than
I'm with Tom. I think in addition to you're saying, hey, we can't let this happen again. We have obviously it failed, so we got to put better protections in, or we're not going to reauthorize it. But coupled with the people that broke the law this time being held accountable, would probably do more than anything could do to say, well, we're not going to do that again because look what happened to the people that did it before, right? Classic.
No question about it.
Deterrence.
No question about it. And people are saying, well, wait for the Durham investigation. But, you know, they used to say, wait for the Mueller investigation. Then they said, wait for the IG's investigation. And while all of those things start revealing issues, some people are still working. You know, almost nobody has been prosecuted. The only people who have been prosecuted have been people who were associated with Donald Trump. And they've been prosecuted based on a false warrant that was fraudulently fraudulently gotten by the FISA courts. So, and you make an important point, Scott, because here's the distinction. Remember, for all these years, people have been saying, show us the abuses. You want these changes to FISA, but you don't ever show any abuses. There haven't been any abuses. Well, guess what? Now there's been an abuse. Carter Page, an American citizen working in a presidential campaign, was spied on by our government based on a fraudulently acquired warrant. In my mind, anybody, regardless of what crime they have committed or may have committed, that's an American citizen. If they've been found guilty, their prosecution should be thrown out because it's based on a fraudulently acquired warrant. And so, the whole Mueller investigation and anything related to it, that's what due process used to mean in this country.
Let's go to Ron in Western North Dakota. Next question for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Ron.
Good morning, Senator. I got a question on this Brazilian, and I believe it's pronounced Nabia, Africa beef that they want to let in.
Yes.
At what point does the U.S. cattle producer just throw their hands up in the air? Because the USDA has no regard for us. One, it's a safety issue. Both countries have foot and mouth disease. And we've had issues with Brazil in the past. And if you haven't noticed the prices on our cattle, they're tanky. The coronavirus has something to do with it. And believe me, this Brazilian and African beef will drop it some more. And yet, Congressman Armstrong did write a letter. But, we need more support. I mean, we got three representatives in Washington. And, I guess I feel the squeaky wheel has to get greased. You guys got to get louder. If you want to help us out, you got to get louder. You got to work for us. Not for the USDA, not for the NCB.
So I don't think there's any question that your three representatives have been working for you as opposed to the USDA. I'm not a defender of the USDA, as I think most listeners of this show know, or any other bureaucratic agency. Now, when they deserve it, I might stand up for them.
Hang on one sec, Kevin, if you would. Senator Kramer's answer will continue after this one. Don't go away.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks have been plunging again today in early trading as coronavirus concerns continue. Meanwhile, there was a very good economic report concerning job creation last month.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Kara George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities.
I'm John Clemens.
This morning, President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package to help fight the coronavirus outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
On the beef front is the same one that the folks could tell you on the farm side. It's just a darn tough time in agriculture right now. There's no doubt about it. My friends at Ellingson want you to put away 2019 and start 2020 outright, because you just really do. Pump it away. Just put it in the rearview mirror and start 2020 outright. They're celebrating 70 great things. 50 years in business, 20 years in the valley, and so a $70 acre. Per acre discount is yours right now when you call 701-893-9030. Ellingson Water Management, okay? 701-893-9030. And I just, my heart aches on the challenges we hear about, different ones all the time. So I know folks appreciate the fact that there's the battles going on. And I think Ron, more than anything, wants to know that the farmers here.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not just North Dakota's representatives. I mean, this is an all of the West issue. The members from, well, even Cindy Hyde Smith from Mississippi all the way to the West Coast, and throughout certainly the upper West, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, we're all weighed in on this with the USDA. And you might even recall that, we weighed in on this in 2017 when they first rejected Brazilian beef as a result of disease and sanitary the sanitary situation. But remembering that Brazil had to meet certain criteria, and they a couple of times have thought they did, and we've still not allowed it in. The issue really comes down to whether or not under current policies they can meet those criteria. We remain concerned and doubtful, and we continue to fight with the USDA. Just in the last couple of days, the fight has continued. The fight's not a great word, maybe, but we certainly are engaged with them. And when I say we, I don't mean just me or just John Holt and Kelly Armstrong. I mean, I'm talking about members throughout the Western United States that have cattle. And but nobody's near as I can tell. Nobody I know is defending the USDA on it, at least from Congress.
Well, when you say defending it, in other words, are they following the rules, chapter and verse, and really don't have any ammo to veer off and say, hey, we're going to pick on that and not let it end because it's a challenge? I mean, they can't do it just because the prices are low, right?
Well, that's right. However, that's right. But we are asking them to use every tool that they have and be, double check, triple check, make completely certain. So there's plenty going on. In addition to, remember this, we do have we do have appropriations process coming up, which is an opportunity to use a little leverage with the agency
It's not like we're not engaged with every tool that we have to try and slow this thing down.
Somebody called you on a previous show and asked you about the Beef Integrity Act that had been introduced by South Dakota senators, and right. You put Mike Rounds on the phone, right. Former governor of South Dakota, was on with us and talked about the Beef Integrity Act, and obviously, he did 3-4 minutes. You don't get the whole thing, but it sounded pretty good. I mean, have you had a chance to review that? And is that good enough to get your support? Are there concerns there, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the concerns aren't so much the act. The concerns aren't so much the bill itself or the act itself. From my perspective, it looks pretty good. Senator Hogan and I both, of course, are in sync on it. We talk a lot about it. We're working through it, but we also don't have a common voice coming out of North Dakota industry on it, Scott. So it's one of those things that there's great concern still that even this voluntary program would be a violation of our trade deals, and then the WTO could or USMCA. Although remember, Canada has not yet passed USMCA either. But there's concern that would be a violation, and if our ranchers are found to be in violation, that they could be hit with a tariff by Canada. So the bill looks pretty good to me, but it does not have universal support yet within even the ranching community. And we just need to make sure we're bringing everybody along together.
Appreciate the call, Ron. And I ache for you and all the ranchers out there right now. I know it's a challenging time. Same with our farmers. It's just a tough darn time. So appreciate the call. We'll keep going. Dean in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dean.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I love the work you're doing to help the conservative cause. But Senator Cramer, I'd like to get back to the FISA abuses and stuff. And you talk about preventing him in the future, and that's great. But I'm with Scott on that, where prosecutions are what's going to stop this. And that's what's going to get people started talking that have information. Why would they give up information when nothing's happening to them? They'll just keep their mouth shut, but you start slapping 20-year sentence on some of these people, they're going to start talking. And once they stop, they're not going to want to go to prison for 20 years if they can roll over on somebody else. But until somebody gets, I can't believe nobody is even getting charged. I think as conservatives, we've been more than patient. And it's getting real old. When we see the kind of abuse and the injustice that's going on in the justice system, in the Department of Justice, and the FBI, it's just unbelievable that this is America.
So there's a couple of things. Again, I agree with you, which is why, as of now, I'm not a yes vote for reauthorizing these four FISA authorities. Even though they're not directly related to the other issue, it is an inflection point, as Rand Paul calls it. I call it leverage. It is a time when your elected legislative leadership has leverage on the bureaucracy. You might recall the last time we did this, we did let it last. And by the way, if anybody had noticed, the world didn't come to an end. So we put the reforms in. So now we have this situation where they say, there's never been an abuse. Well, guess what? Now there's been an abuse. Now there is a lawyer at the FBI, to your point. The question becomes, to your point, and let me give a little more of an explanation here. When Bill Barr was asked specifically about why is nobody being prosecuted, he made an important and, I think, conservative point. He said, while it's frustrating to watch conservatives be prosecuted for things that they maybe shouldn't be prosecuted for, I'm not going to lower the bar of prosecution out of revenge. I will prosecute at the appropriate level. In other words, when all of the information is gathered, when the investigations are done, when there's due process is done and there's probable cause, we'll prosecute.
Right.
Well, okay, we appreciate that. But many people like yourself are watching this two-tier justice system play out, thinking this isn't the America that I know and love. And so this is exactly why we're at this point right now, coming up on March 15th. And here's what I'm going to just guess, you guys. And when I say guess, it's a somewhat educated
guess, of course, based on discussions, and we had a really good one this week in conference. That is, I'm going to guess that we're going to come up on March 15th and not have enough reform to pass a long-term extension. But maybe there'll be a short-term extension, and all I've been saying is it's got to be short enough to keep the pressure on and not so long that everybody forgets. You know what I'm saying? And we don't want certain things to lapse when it comes to, you know, FISA and terrorists. But I'm a little bit in the Rand Paul camp on this. I don't think a FISA court that was designed to fight terrorism or to help in counterterrorism was designed to spy on political campaigns for president of the United States. You know, and plain and simply, maybe we just make it not applicable to the United States citizens. The whole idea of it, of course, is if you gather a phone number, you intercept a message between a known terrorist and an American citizen, then you've identified the American citizen that's involved in terrorism, perhaps. But then maybe you should use the U.S. system to go after that United States citizen while you also use FISA to go after a terrorist. And that's a very simplistic explanation. But I am with you in my impatience with this two-tiered justice system. We just want to make sure we do it right. And let's hope, you guys, that when this Durham investigation is done, remember that's the U.S. attorney from, I think, Southern New Jersey that's been tapped to do a deeper dive into the abuses at the FBI, that maybe we find something and actually get a rock-solid prosecution out of it.
So folks are asking about the fight over Obamacare. I want to play a clip from last night's town hall with President Trump in Pennsylvania, and the question and the answer, and have you weigh in on this. Go ahead and roll it.
I want to say Republicans have failed to come up with an alternative plan to Obamacare. How do you plan to rally the Republicans around a plan, and what would be included in that?
Thank you very much. It's a great question and very important, health care. And I think it's probably the thing that I'm most disappointed that I haven't been able to say what a good job we've done. I haven't been able to sell what a great job we've done. First of all, I got rid of the individual mandate, which was the worst part of Obamacare. That's where you paid a fortune not to pay for horrible, health care and insurance. And it had a tremendous impact. Pre-existing conditions, 100% we take care of. But we have many health care plans now where it's 60%, even 65% less expensive than Obamacare. It's better than Obamacare. And what we really have left is the carcass of Obamacare, or you could call it new health care. Because without pre-existing, without the whole thing with the individual mandate, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a much different plan. And what we'd like to do is totally kill it, but come up before we do that with something that's great. What we've done is we've really managed Obamacare, the remaining portion. We got rid of the bad part, but the remaining portion really well. And, you know, before I got involved, you know what was happening with the rates on Obamacare? They were going up at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We are managing it. And I had a decision to make. This was very important. I said to my people, and we have great people, SEMA, Azar, I mean, great people that are so good at it. I said, you know, I have a little problem. Do we manage it great until we get something much better? Or do we manage it poorly and say Obamacare's horrible? And I said, we've got to do the right thing. We've got to manage it really, really good. So it's not great health care, but we're managing it fantastically. And you don't see all those stories about the rates going through the roof anymore because we know what we're doing. At the same time, we want to get you really fantastic health care. If we can win back the House, we'll be able to do that. We have to win back the House, keep the Senate, keep the Senate.
You know, it's interesting there.
Thank you.
So what's interesting there is it comes back to the problem from the beginning on this thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you've got a House that wants something very different than you do.
Well, we came up one vote short in the Senate. We'll all remember that day, and it was very unfortunate. So hopefully we get it back and do it again. His answer on that, by the way, I think is right on point. And this was a topic of discussion at lunch with him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Wow. Yeah, no, I did too. I had a really good explanation, and clearly it's bugging him. More after this with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Let's
don't go away.
Go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
SwanBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Still three remaining 2019 GMCs. They're certainly going to get you a deal on those. Four remaining 2019 Cadillac XT5s. And, of course, SwanBuickGMC.com is home to the Olympic, the Final Four, rather. I was switching screens here too quick. The official SUV of March Madness. There we go. The 2020 Buick SUV. Grab yours. SwanBuickGMC.com.
Here's an email from Jason Hicks of the United Patriotic Bodies. They do a lot of individuals doing military funerals, and they have three funerals today at the new National Cemetery. So Talk about something that should make you proud, Senator Cramer, to know that loved ones have the ability now to bury their heroes at a national cemetery in North Dakota. It still is just something that I can't even tell you how much it just want to stand up and cheer because this is so wonderful. Yeah,
it's so cool. It's also a wonderful compliment to what is a spectacular state cemetery south of Mandan, and to be able to have now this national cemetery in the Red River Valley in the Fargo area, and then the state one in the west. It's a great asset for North Dakota. Just real inspiring.
Texter says, why are we so terrified of Canada's tariffs? They're a neighbor, not a friend. Doesn't America have sovereignty? Why must we always lose to appease other nations?
Well, because when you do a trade deal, when you sign a trade deal with another country, or in this case, three countries, in terms of NAFTA, you do, somewhat necessarily acquiesce some of that sovereignty to a referee. Because obviously you need to have a sort of a neutral party, if you will, an arbiter, somebody to referee disputes. And so that's part of the agreements. Now, this is exactly why, this is a bit of a microcosm, but this is a good example of why Donald Trump likes bilateral deals. That's why, big deals, whether it's a Paris Climate Accord or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it's why he goes to Japan and does a deal with Japan. It's why the China deal, a lot of people talk about the enforcement mechanisms or the lack of an enforcement mechanism. Donald Trump doesn't worry about that as much as the traditionalists do, because the enforcement mechanism is, if they're screwing me, I put a tariff on them. You know what I'm saying? I don't need somebody to tell me whether I can do it or not. So this is a very fundamental populist versus sort of tradition, if you will, policy dispute. And Donald Trump has won this argument. But USMCA is not a bilateral, it is a trilateral. And this issue is a hangover from NAFTA. And he wanted to change it. That was one of the areas that he targeted for change. But in the art of compromise, you let that one go and we want other concessions. But it does remain somewhat of an open argument.
Texter says, did I hear the president announce that he would cut Medicare and Social Security, our senior entitlement programs, if he's elected for a second term? Number one, they're not entitlements. I paid dearly for over half my life, my money taken by our government for payback when I retire. If it is true, I'm furious, they say.
I didn't hear him say that, so I didn't hear it. He's always been very clear that he wouldn't touch Social Security and Medicare. It's part of why we've gone now nearly 4 years, even with him as president, getting very close to insolvency. We're now, about 6 years away from Medicare being insolvent, about 15 years from Social Security being insolvent. And so doing nothing, frankly, is putting the whole system at risk. What will happen, and I think the person makes a good point, the texter or the emailer, we could do nothing and just sort of let them go insolvent. And what that means is that, like, say, take Social Security. What that means is that the benefits will be cut by about 25%. In other words, the only money in the fund will be what's going in the fund on a given day. So that's about 75% of what the costs are. So while, it's not technically an entitlement, because they're right, they've been paying in with the promise that they're going to get a return in retirement. Problem is that the outpouring of the money, the benefits are much greater than the current income.
Yeah, it's like putting I always say it's like putting your money in a bank that then goes insolvent. Well, it's a bad deal. You shouldn't have it, but folks have been not doing anything about it for far too long. Ed and Dickinson for Kevin Cramer, last call. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, well, first off, we'll back up one to the funerals for the fallen. I'm in the American Legion, and I'm on the one of the riders to, if any family member wants to have a motorcycle escort by the American Legion, get a hold of your local post, and we'll be there to support.
Wow. God bless you for doing
anyway,
that's wonderful. Yes, quickly, I need about a 10-second question here, Ed.
Okay, Second Amendment, April the 7th, 1045, Stark County Board of Commissioners to hear the Second Amendment preservation to keep make sure we keep our Second Amendment.
So that would be like a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment, that kind of a deal?
That kind of deal, and also the forest so that you can't have anything taken away from you, anything, without due process.
Good for you. It's good when counties fight back against a federal government trying to take away your freedom.
No kidding, that's for sure. We didn't get to everything, including concerns with the FSA office from ranchers. I'll forward those on to your office, Senator, and we will do this again next week. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.